From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if threatened, including shooting down American warplanes in the region.
However, last weekend, Trump claimed that our leadership would be around much longer, and hence, at last, he declared a war on our country. Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
The North Korean foreign minister also said, "We will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States strategic bombers, even when they are not yet inside the airspace border of our country." Also on Monday, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said, "We've not declared war on North Korea." She said the suggestion is absurd. At the Pentagon, the spokesman, Army Colonel Robert Manning, told reporters, "If North Korea does not stop their provocative actions, the American military will make sure that we provide options to the president to deal with North Korea." Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. The bill would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 2 5-year periods. They could then apply for citizenship. This is VOA News.